Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, the crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show devoted to the Bills and the Chiefs, Buffalo's stunning win, why I was wrong about the game, and why Kansas City will still beat Buffalo when it matters the most, when and if they play. We talked about Dan Quinn ridiculously leaving Jaden Daniels in at the end to dislocate his elbow. I think they should consider firing him. That's not a mistake that you make and get to walk away from. Like, I'm asleep at the wheel. I leave my franchise quarterback in his second year in the game. He dislocates his elbow, down by 31. We have no hope of winning. Sorry, everybody, my bad. You just get to walk away from that, no problem, zero consequence. In what world does that happen? I really think they need to consider firing him. And that might sound crazy. It's not. It isn't. We credited the Seattle Seahawks, credited Sam Darnold. We asked the question, can Sam Darnold be this in January? Because if he can, the Seahawks are going to play for a Super Bowl championship. And we started the breakdown of the Vikings and Lions. More of that coming up later this hour. As J.J. McCarthy comes off the bench and a 6-week ankle sprain. Doesn't set the world on fire, but look, he did play well enough to win. We will talk about the Vikings and the Lions. We'll get to Green Bay and Carolina. We'll talk college football later in the show. All our bets for tonight will close the program, including side total and props for the Cardinals and the Cowboys, with Jacoby Brissett starting for Arizona, and Cardinals first-round rookie defensive lineman Walter Nolan going to make his NFL debut in this game. I think that is a boon for the Arizona defense. But we got to talk some World Series. Game 7 on Saturday night. One of the best sporting events of my lifetime. And obviously, I really, really, really wanted the Dodgers to win. And hopefully, you, our listeners and viewers, we're listening to Femi at the end of last week when we talked about it on the show. Femi saying, Like, there's absolutely a universe that exists where Yoshinobu Yamamoto wins World Series MVP. If he shoves in Game 6 and Ohtani doesn't do much and the Dodgers win in Game 7, why can't Yamamoto win MVP? I don't know if Femi had it in his handicap that Yamamoto was going to be Madison Bumgarner from 2014 or like Randy Johnson from 2001 and come and close the game in Game 7 on 0 days rest. But that's a great job by Femi. So this was like the jackpot result if you've been listening to the show and following our bets. And look, we're always honest, right? I'm going to say this slowly, make sure I don't say something terrible. I got my clock cleaned yesterday betting the National Football League. Not a great day betting the NFL. The sides were atrocious. So not everything doesn't always go well. Also, it's like very hard to win at all these sports, just saying. But Saturday night was awesome with the Dodgers winning and Yamamoto winning World Series MVP. So that certainly helped the experience. I didn't have money on the Blue Jays. I'm not a Blue Jays fan. And you know, there are a lot of great Blue Jays fans, period, just as a statement. There are a lot of great Blue Jays fans that come on this show. Our buddy Rob Pizzola is from Toronto, comes on the show every Thursday, diehard Blue Jays fan. How about our guy Jeff Feinberg, who's been on the show a million times, who does great stuff for The Hammer? Among Ian McMillan, one of my buddies, we used to work at Sports Illustrated together. These are just Blue Jays fans in the sports media. There are so many great Blue Jays fans. I feel for them. I really do. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible way to lose. And I, Nick Kostos, just so everybody knows something about me, I would never, ever, in a million years, be a salty Yankee fan. I would never remember what Vlad Guerrero Jr. said after the Blue Jays bounced the Yankees out of the playoffs in Game 4 of the ALDS at Yankee Stadium. And said triumphantly to David Ortiz, while A-Rod and Derek Jeter stood there, sat there like idiots on the set, and say, "The Yankees lose." I just want everybody to know that it would be beneath me. I'm way too good of a person. I would never dream or fathom of rubbing salt in the wounds of the Toronto Blue Jays by saying, in Vlad Guerrero's voice, "The Blue Jays lose." I would never do that. I would never rub it in by saying, "The Blue Jays lose." Never would I do that. Never. I would never say, "The Blue Jays lose." All the credit in the world goes to me. I'm a bigger man than that. What a baseball game. And in all seriousness, I am a salty Yankee fan. And to everyone that goes, "Wow, like, must suck as a Yankee fan that's where you get your jollies now." That's right. It does suck. You're right. And if I'm getting pulled into the mud with the rest of you clowns, I'm going to behave the same way you do. You think it's okay to troll me as a Yankee fan every single time? Like, you don't. No one cares about the Blue Jays, okay? No one cares, Femi, about the Mariners. No one, I guess people do care about the Astros at East team, but because they cheat. No one cares about the Phillies. Bill's a White Sox fan. Like, sorry, no one cares about your teams. You all care about my team. So it's okay for everybody to spit on the Yankees and hit the Yankees when they're down and mock the Yankees when they lose. But when Yankee fans do it back, everyone's got a problem with it. Oh, you should be better than this. The Yankee fans. This is so sad for Yankee fans to have to feel the need to do this. Yes, you're right. It is sad. And if I'm getting dragged down to hell, I'm taking you sons of bitches with me. Duh, Blue Jays lose. I don't even dislike the Blue Jays. Just like, hey, Vlad, You don't want us to mock you? Don't mock us. Back to the game. In all seriousness, it's as bad a loss as you could possibly imagine for a team, and I think it's worse than the Indians / Guardians at home in 2016 in Game 7 to the Chicago Cubs. At least, like, that Indians / Guardians team were, like, in the playoffs a million times, like, had won a pennant in 95 for losing to the Marlins in 70 games. They lost to the Marlins, right? And they lost to the Braves. So they had two pennants that they won on that stretch for Cleveland. I think this is worse, because that Cleveland team in Game 7 came from behind to tie the game. The Blue Jays were the ones that yacked the lead away. It makes it worse. And then you had Game 6 with the ball getting lodged in the wall, which absolutely, like, probably cost the Blue Jays a World Series championship. Look, like, hey, Addison Barger. Like, can you not be, like, drifting off? Like, what was he, high?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Like, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost from second base and drift away. What was he doing? What's he doing? How about Yankee legend, IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? Oh, what a lead off third base at the end of the ninth inning. Just like, Blue Jays had a million opportunities. It's terrible for Blue Jays fans, and sincerely, I feel bad for the Blue Jays fans. It is absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal. But man, you had a billion opportunities to win this game. And I'll be honest, you bet on this Monday. Oh, I had the Dodgers, right? Bo Bichette, and you knew Ohtani didn't have it. You knew very early. I'm surprised that Dave Roberts left him in as long as he did. You could tell immediately that Ohtani didn't have it. When Bo Bichette hits that ball to Edmonton, Connor McDavid caught it. It's one of those where he hits it, and Bichette knows it's gone. So before the camera angle even shifts to the ball, like, exiting, right, for a home run, you know watching it's gone. Because Bichette is not going to, like, admire it like it's like a Monet painting. Otherwise, crushed it. 3-0 Blue Jays. I'm thinking the game's over. Thinking it's over. And I am going to use a Yankee analogy here, because I'm a Yankee fan, and that's what a lot of my memories are drawn off of, right? It felt to me a little bit like Game 7 of the 0-3 ALCS against the Red Sox, in the sense that you fall behind in the game, and you just chip away, and you chip away. So in that game, like, Mike Mussina comes in after Clemens is absolutely terrible. Is it George Steinbrenner's box? He's letting up runs. Mike Mussina comes in. He's the human tourniquet. Stops the bleeding. Jason Giambi, the Giambino. He was on steroids. Launches two solo homers that at the time felt like, okay, great. Like, we're getting water off of the Titanic with cereal bowls. But it turned out those runs mattered. And every run that the Dodgers scored in their comeback ended up mattering. And when you get to the bottom of the ninth and Hoffman comes on, we're all texting in the You Better You Bet group chat, which, by the way, featured one of the all-time great crash outs from our associate producer, Addy Bates, who absolutely melted down over the course of like 2 hours in this chat we're all in as the Dodgers, like, came back to win this game. I really enjoyed it. Addy, I love you, and you know I respect you, but I enjoyed that. We're all saying that this was like Game 7, Mariners-Blue Jays in the ALCS, where it was like Curtin Jerkin Jabroni 1 and 2, and then Julio Rodriguez. Like, can we fast forward to Julio's at bat, please? And it was going to be, I believe it was Kike Hernandez, not that he's a Curtin Jerkin Jabroni, but like, can we get to Ohtani? And then Miguel Rojas. And Miguel Rojas takes Hoffman deep to tie the game. And the cameras show Dave Roberts in the dugout. And he has this look of like I can't even believe that just happened on his face. We can't believe it happened. You can't make this stuff up. Tie game going into the bottom of the ninth. And into the game, mid-inning, listen carefully, on 0 days rest. Zero. After 96 pitches, as they would call him in Japan, Yamamoto Yoshinobu. And in that moment, me, a Dodgers better, felt like a warm blanket had been placed on top of me. I felt secure. I just felt like, man, this guy is the best in the world right now, and this is absolutely the right move. Men on base. And you get the ball smoked to Rojas, and for as good as the home run was, and the home run's better than the defensive play, obviously, but the play at second and the throw home to get IKF out, where if he has literally like half a foot of a longer lead, the Blue Jays win the World Series. And it looked like Will Smith's foot came off the bag, and it didn't, or off the plate, and you get the out. And then the fly ball with men on, where if the ball lands, it's over. Blue Jays win. And Andy Páez, who's been in the game for like 75 seconds of real time for his arm, this is one of those where the ball's in the air and like they're running for it, and you're like the Blue Jays are about to win the World Series. That's what I'm thinking. And I have goosebumps right now. Like, I have chills right now thinking about it. And he makes the catch. It's one of the greatest games ever played. It was unbelievable. What do you even say? What do you even say? Top of the 11th. I told you all, keep my wife's name out your effing mouths. Will Smith, getting jiggy with it. Welcome to Toronto. Bienvenido a Toronto. Solo homer. Yamamoto. Alejandro Kirk. Mookie Betts. 6-3. Double play. World Series over. Dodgers win. We win. More on Game 7 on the other side, and we will draft the best single games of our sports lifetimes.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.